Region of Waterloo Public Health reported 10 new COVID-19 cases on Wednesday. However, just 9 were added to the overall total due to a revision to a previous daily tally. There have been 19,861 cases locally since March 2020. Local hospitalizations are up to 8, 4 people are being treated for the virus in intensive care. The active caseload is down to 117. 85% of residents 12 and over are now fully vaccinated. Over 89% of eligible residents have received at least one dose of the vaccine, which works out to over 895,000 doses. Here are some other updates from the region's COVID summary dashboard. 6,552 cases have screened positive for variants of concern. 3,127 are the Alpha variant, first found in UK, 21 are linked to the Beta variant, first detected in South Africa, 3,044 are linked to the Delta strain, first located in India, 98 are linked to the Gamma variant, first found in Brazil, 262 cases where a mutation has been detected, 19,441 resolved cases, 98%. There have been 300 COVID-related deaths in the region. No new deaths were reported Wednesday. Over 607,000 tests have been done. There are 7 active outbreaks in the region. Grand River Collegiate, 2 cases, Parkway Public School, 2 cases, Hespler Public School, 2 cases, Trinity Village Studios Retirement Home, 3 cases in residence, Garderie de Luton's Kitchener, Childcare, 3 cases, J.F. Carmichael Public School, 3 cases, Woodland Christian High School, multiple cohorts, 6 cases. Meanwhile, the province reported 306 new cases Wednesday, 177 were unvaccinated. The rest of the provincial COVID-19 totals are posted below. 83% of those 12 and over have been fully vaccinated. 593,020 total cases, 579,080 resolved cases in hospital due to COVID, 100 unvaccinated, 11 partially vaccinated, 33 fully vaccinated. ICU data, 68 unvaccinated, 6 partially vaccinated, 14 fully vaccinated. 9,804 deaths, 12 new, 23,219 tests completed Tuesday, over 18.43 million since January 15, 2020.